Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Toole calling in from right outside Philadelphia. And what I wanted to share today is something that applies 12 months out of the year and probably a little more now than it did a couple weeks ago, because there's going to be people that they struggle, right? They struggle in business. They struggle with hitting their goals. And in a lot of cases, they're getting in their own way because of four addictions that unsuccessful people get caught up in. And the reason I bring this up is that losing focus on your business is one of the biggest mistakes people can make, especially when they're looking at outside factors. So the first addiction is the addiction to the opinions of others. Some folks are so worried about being liked. They want approval. They want everyone to accept them that they lose focus on the things they should be doing. They're worried about getting judged. And the reality is we all need some haters. We all need some people that aren't going to like us or are going to be jealous of what's going on. Because if you're not doing something that creates some haters, then you're not doing it well enough. So stop worrying about the people that are outside of your company, your business, your sphere, your influence group, and start focusing on what's going to move you ahead to hit your goals. The second is the addiction to the past. So we've all seen those people. Think of like the high school quarterback, right? Or someone like that. And if there's a high school quarterback on the line, don't take this personally here, but they are stuck in their glory days. And all they can focus on is how great things were 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, instead of taking risks now, getting aggressive now, doing things that are going to benefit you now. They're thinking about how great things used to be and how to recreate that same environment. And that's going to stop you from moving forward in your current situation, in your current mindset, in your current climate. So the addiction to the past is another major challenge for a lot of people, and it gets in the way of doing the things that they want to ultimately do, right? The third is the addiction to worry. And this one can be crippling. I've seen this happen to a lot of people where the addiction to worry, they get so paralyzed by what they think may happen rather than actually letting things play out a little bit. And it's a real issue. All of a sudden you play things out 6-7 steps down the road and you're in these catastrophe settings, and it causes them to stop taking action. And the third is the addiction, or excuse me, the fourth and the final one is the addiction to drama, right? Everyone loves playing the gossip whisper down the lane game. We've all seen these people, and there's always something wrong. There's always something urgent. They're talking to other folks. They're talking about other folks instead of doing anything or something that's going to help them move ahead, right? So they think it's urgent. It's something that's stopping them from doing the work in front of them. And they're full of valid excuses in their mind. We know it's all BS the other way, and they're very unreliable. They're always looking at protecting their position instead of doing their job, right? So all of these things, these four addictions, it's something that, again, is going to affect you. And we've all been there, right? Everyone's got one of these things that could end up hurting them. If you're saying you don't suffer from any, you're probably lying, right? Or you're probably affected by number one. You're worried about what other people think. So when you stop caring what other people think, or you don't let other opinions get in your way, and you realize your best days are in front of you. You know, I'm like a fine line, right? That's my opinion. The better, every day I move forward, the better I get with age. And that mindset is going to help you win, because all these addictions, all they do is they cause you to lose focus on what's most important. So really think about this, where you're letting some of this nonsense get in the way. And if you can remove that, you can spend that time on stuff that's actually going to make a difference in your business and in your life. Whether it's your health, your vitality, your relationships, doesn't matter. It's time found that you can use to benefit yourself and get where you want to go. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.